Good morning, Astro Consciousness Community, and welcome to another weekly forecast. I'm here to give you your forecast for January 17th to the 23rd. So we begin the week off with a bang. I mean, we begin the week off with the very first full moon of the year. It's a full moon that it's in its home sign of Cancer. And by nature, full moons tend to be emotional. They tend to be events in which we come to a realization, an emotional realization of something that has been brewing beneath the surface. In very Astro 101 terms, this full moon in Cancer can represent the emotional culmination or the coming full circle of, or the full recognition of, how something that has felt very safe and familiar to us needs to come to an end. And the reason for this is that this very particular full moon is an interesting one. Directly opposite of the moon, anytime that we have a full moon, by the way, it represents the sun and the moon being in direct opposition to one another. This is at 180 degrees from one another. So currently, on the other end of that spectrum is Capricorn energy. The sun in Capricorn just had one of its conjunctions to Pluto in Capricorn. This conjunction perfected on Sunday, January 16th, but it remains active really throughout the entire or the rest of the season of Capricorn. So anytime that we have a full moon, it represents the moon taking light from the sun. That's how it illuminates light at night onto Earth. If the moon is taking light from the sun at this moment, and the sun is in conjunction to Pluto, and Pluto represents the shadow, the darkness, what's hidden beneath the surface, and the sun is right there illuminating that shadow, illuminating that darkness, illuminating what's beneath the surface, and a full moon already represents something that comes to light that was also beneath the surface, then this is a full moon of a lot of revelation, whether it manifests for you in your exterior reality, or most likely for a lot of people, these are internal revelations about what no longer works. So, for instance, this can be an internal revelation on something as simple as the way that I manage my days is not really working for me. I feel emotionally and physically drained. I need to really be mindful of what I'm putting my time and energy to, but also being stuck in this space of, but this is what I know. This is what feels comfortable. This is the only way that I know how to live on a daily basis. This is the only daily routine I know. And anything outside of that makes me really comfortable. It's a pain in the butt to have to change how I do things. So it's a very, again, very simple example, but it's this understanding that we have to come outside of a space that has felt comfortable for a really long time, that we considered home for a long time, and understand that our lives have transformed in a way where that way of functioning, especially emotionally, no longer works. And for us to come not just to terms with that, but to actually take action to do something about it is absolutely necessary. Because even though at the time of the full moon, Mars, the planet of action, is still in Sagittarius, which is lovely, Mars in Capricorn will happen by the end of January. A Mars in Capricorn represents slowly and steadily moving towards something that we know that we want. In this case, the full moon is going to make it very clear what steps we need to take next and how to approach that. Mars in Capricorn, which will come within the next couple of weeks, will really help us along. So it's a very emotional full moon. I think that for the most part, people are feeling it. People are also feeling a lot of physical tiredness, which is something I've experienced myself the entire weekend. I'm experiencing some physical pains, some back pains. I'm not saying that this is directly correlated with the full moon, but I have been mindful about getting as much rest as possible. So this isn't by any means any kind of medical diagnosis. Oh my God, God no. But I am saying to pay attention to how your body feels. Pay attention to how you're responding to the energy on a daily basis at the moment. Okay. On Tuesday, January 18th, Uranus, the planet of breaking habits, of breaking us free, of liberating us from something that has been restricting our authentic expression, goes direct. Uranus has been retrograde since about mid-August. I can't remember the exact date right now. But everything it has been doing since August to now has been to make us uncomfortable. Think about that. Think about how there has been some kind of discomfort, perhaps not on a daily basis, but in things that you considered to be normal, in things that you considered to do things in the same way over and over again, there has been a difference. There has been a spin to it. And we don't have to go very far with trying to reach for examples. We are still dealing with a pandemic in which from day to day, we're not sure what mandates are going to be placed. Some people have a curfew still. Some people still have to wear a mask. Others don't have to wear a mask. All of the vaccines, people getting triggered by whether they're going to do it or not. So my point is that Uranus retrograde has really shifted a lot of things for us. And we have had no other choice but to get used to the quote-unquote new normal. And this doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter what side of the spectrum you're on. The fact of the matter is that we're all adjusting to this new reality. And so Uranus going direct gives us a sense of accepting what is. Not necessarily because we feel comfortable with it or because we're willing to lean into that acceptance, but because we'll notice that we won't have much of a choice. Now, what does that leave us with? Well, it leaves us with the fact that we can focus on the things we can't control. I mean, you can spend your time, energy, and effort on that if that's what you really want. But Uranus moving direct, what it does, if we meet the universe halfway and really take advantage of the aspects and alignments that are taking place at the moment, we can say, okay, I can't control all of these other things, but what I can control is these immediate things in my life and how do I show up to them daily on a consistent basis because I value myself, my time, and my worth. Uranus is in the sign of Taurus. Taurus is ruled by the planet of Venus. Venus is currently retrograde in Capricorn. All of these questions, all of these notions of what is my worth, what deserves my time, energy, and effort, what is my place in relationship, how have my relationships transformed, what are my partner and I going to be doing differently from this point forward, what relationships fell by the wayside, all of these things that have been taking place since December are really going to begin to concretize from the 18th and on, okay? Not only do we have Uranus moving direct after a long retrograde period, but finally, the nodes are switching signs. For the past year and a half, you've heard me talking on and on and on and on about the North Node in Gemini, the South Node in Sagittarius. North Node in Gemini, keeping an open mind to a different perspective on life. South Node in Sagittarius, releasing and breaking free from any old belief systems and belief patterns. So now that since the last 18 months were about that, we move into the next 18 months with a greater sense of self, a greater hold on what our belief systems on based on our experiences and not how we were conditioned. And the North Node, what it taught us is let's be more curious. Let's keep an open mind. Let's have an intention, but remain flexible in the approach. The North Node will now move into the sign of Taurus, and the South Node will now move into the sign of Scorpio. The North Node in Taurus is going to be about valuing ourselves is going to bring into question what some of our values are. And notice how that has changed, especially when it comes to the subject of relationships since December. Because remember, the North Node in Taurus essentially is going to be ruled by Venus. Okay. The North Node in Taurus is going to see us breaking free from certain traditions. It's going to see anyone really who works for themselves or for anyone. It's going to see everyone asking for more value for their time and their work and for their knowledge and for their skills, and rightfully so, right? Now, with the North Node in Taurus, it's important to keep integrity in check. This isn't just about asking for more. This is about, and this isn't necessarily about doing more in order to gain more. What this is going to be about is about the essence of quality. The essence of quality. So for those who, again, either work for themselves or for others, understand that quality is going to matter much more than quantity. You can ask for more, whether it's a salary or more on your offers. But this is going to be the time where you're really going to take pride in how much you actually know. You're really going to come to the recognition, wow, my work is actually really good. And the time that I spend before I actually express all of this work, showcase it to the world, that matters too. So the perception on that is going to begin to change. Now, the South Node in Scorpio, on the other hand, is going to have to deal with all of those things that keep us from seeing our self-worth in so many ways. So many ways. So the South Node represents a release. Scorpio represents a cleansing, an exfoliation, a purging. So there is going to be a lot that we're going to have to let go of in our Scorpio part of our chart. And because of the nature of Scorpio, which is a fixed sign, and Scorpio energy tends to hold on to things, it's going to be very emotional. And I'm not saying that you're going to start feeling all of this as of Tuesday, January 18th, and that it's going to be that every single day for the next 18 months. Not at all. Obviously, things are going to be amplified with certain transits, with certain aspects, and especially when it comes to eclipse seasons. But anything that we felt really attached to, anything that gave us a sense of security and grounding, chances are that's going to be either transformed, revolutionized, or completely removed in order for us to move back towards the North Node and see the value within ourselves and see the value that comes from our skills, from our knowledge. So very simple example, someone recognizes I'm a really good meditation teacher. I'm going to lean into that. I'm going to bet on myself. Well, this person works, you know, a solid 9-to-5 job that gives them a certain living, gives them a certain stability. And they have been doing this for a really, really long time. Well, a whole lot of belief systems, a whole lot of things are tied to this career, right? But this person knows that betting on themselves in the long run is what's going to fulfill, not just monetarily, but it's going to fulfill them from the inside out. So you're going to see a rise, even more of a rise in the side hustles and entrepreneurs, because people are really going to be betting on the worth of their work. Because of other things going on in the sky, we're going to have to be much more mindful of who we give our resources to because of the rise. This doesn't mean that everyone is going to behave with integrity. Therefore, we have to be much more mindful, again, of what we share, of what we give our resources to. Okay, so on Wednesday, January 19th, the sun moves into the sign of Aquarius. So Aquarius season officially begins. And usually Aquarius season is a time in which there is I don't know, innovative releases on technology. I remember that a few like iPhones or Apple products have been released around Aquarius season. And so I always remember that because Aquarius has to do with technology, with the advancement of thinking. I get the feeling that this Aquarius season is going to be a little duller in that sense, in that our creative genius, our internal genius, is not going to really expose too much in February and outwardly. So what's going to happen is that we need to tap into our inner genius for anything that we may be working on behind the scenes, okay? So, and a huge part of the reason for this is that Mercury is retrograde, and Mercury represents cognitive thought and expression. While Aquarius is not ruled by Mercury, it is still a very cerebral sign. It is a sign that uses a lot of cognitive thought in order to express. So with that said, most of this Aquarius season is going to be accompanied by a Mercury retrograde. Now, this doesn't mean that you don't move forward with creative projects. This doesn't mean that you put a halt on life, not at all, by any means. What it does mean is that you're encouraged to really work behind the scenes, to really set things in motion. But remember, first and foremost, remember that a lot of this is inspired action. A lot of this is based on the work that we've been doing in the last 18 months. And now we're moving forward with things that genuinely ring true to us. Okay. Now, on Thursday, January 20th, we have the moon in Virgo. And the moon in Virgo is a great day, or a great 2.5 days for that matter, to clean out spaces, to clean out the closet, to donate things, to really be discerning about how our physical spaces reflect the energy. And look, it's a full moon, right? We're still under the influence of a full moon, which represents an ending in order for a new beginning. With the moon in Virgo, lovely time to purge and clean and really fix our spaces. And look, that moon in Virgo is going to create its first opposition to Jupiter in Pisces. So this, on the one hand, is an amplification of, almost an exaggeration of emotions. Why? Because Jupiter expands what it touches. The moon represents emotions, and it's still under full moon quality because we just had that full moon on Monday the 17th. So be mindful of what you're expressing, how you're expressing, why you're expressing it, because a moon in Virgo can also be rather critical to self or others. And if we are in that space, the connection or the opposition to Jupiter can expand that in a way that may be unnecessary. On Friday, January 21st, we have Venus retrograde in Capricorn create a trine to Uranus newly direct in Taurus. So this can also be a really great week in which we begin, really signing the dotted line, making agreements, creating collaborations, setting up a plan for those things, and really being clear about this is what I'm going to get out of this collaboration. This is what you're going to get out of this collaboration. And just making sure that we're as clear as possible. That connection between Venus retrograde and Uranus in Taurus, it's Earth energy. Capricorn is Earth, Taurus is Earth, and Earth energy is about making things clear in order to bring them to full fruition in this human reality. So it's a lovely aspect, really, the whole week in order for us to begin, especially if it has to do with someone else, right? Working with someone else. Now, on Saturday the 22nd, not much is happening. The moon continues to transit the sign of Virgo, but then later on in the day moves into the sign of Libra, creating an emphasis on relationships. Now, on Sunday, January 23rd, we have already on Sunday the 23rd, the midway point of Mercury retrograde. So look, I know that Mercury is retrograde and is going to be retrograde really through the first week of February, and then it's going to come out of a shadow really till the end of February. I like this Mercury retrograde. I tend to lean towards liking Mercury retrogrades because they slow things down enough for me to take a step back and really reassess. My mind is not rushing. And if it is, I make it a point to slow down and say, you know what? If I know for a fact that if I rush right now, I'm going to miss something and it's going to be a pain in the ass later on. So let me be as diligent as possible. So what I tend to do during this time, especially if I have a lot of ideas happening, I put them up on a board and I only spend a certain amount of time a day on the ideas. And then I come back to the next day also for a certain amount of time. And I do that for at least a week. And it allows me not to get inundated with the details, but and allows me enough space to come back and see something that I perhaps didn't see before. So be mindful of that and see if that kind of approach works for you, especially in a week in which we're going to feel really propelled to move forward, to get things started. Pay attention to the conversations that you had this past weekend, the weekend of the 15th and the 16th. Chances are that you're coming together with someone else or other people to create something that's really set to take off in March and April in some way, shape, or form, okay? So it's a lovely week ahead. Look, pay attention to what unfolds for you. Pay attention to how you feel. Pay attention to your body. Make sure you're getting enough rest, enough water. And really make peace with where you're at now. Acceptance right now is key. Full radical acceptance is key because we're ready. We're shifting. We're turning the corner. We're really going to lean into Piscean energy come a month from now. So the last thing we want is to carry things that no longer serve us. Remember, that which is meant for us will not pass us. And if we focus on meeting our soul's purpose, which I think that this full moon has a lot of information to give us about that, then we'll be right on track. We'll feel much more connected to ourselves without having much regard to the outcome of certain things. So I hope this is helpful, and I will talk to you all next week. Have an amazing week.